Today is Saturday, April 4th, 2020, and this...
Times have gotten so tough in Las Vegas that all the gambling casinos have to share one blank.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 733.
Las Vegas, the honor!
Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good.
Feeling pretty good. Feel like I'm in a pretty good routine.
I'm getting there. I'm
good.
Making some adjustments.
What? Any specific adjustments?
Oh, just trying to work in more exercise.
Gots to stay healthy, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's good. Oh, thanks to Kevin for sending that opening clip, by the way.
Hey.
Thank you, Kevin. We do appreciate it.
What was that from?
Match Game.
Match Game. Yep. Oh, that's funny. I was going to talk about a show that does a take on Match Game, but I don't think you'd want to hear about that.
Thank you. I appreciate you thinking of me. All right. We have some people to thank before we jump in, because, as always, this podcast is listener-supported. We have several new patrons this week to thank, including Kirk Walkenbach, Inslee Bennett, Mike Rodemeyer, Mark Carruthers, and Andy Hoffman. Thank you to these and all of our patrons. We appreciate you supporting this podcast week in and week out.
I was just putting together some stuff for a segment for one of the things we're doing on Patreon.
Yeah, if you're one of our Patreon supporters and have not visited the Patreon page in a while, there's a ton of stuff up there. We've really been putting out a lot of content lately, especially our
because we're bored and we know you're bored.
We're trying to do our part to help you kill time. So we have this Killing Time video podcast segment and we've done like 8 of them so far in the past 2 weeks. And we're going to continue to do them. People seem to like them. And, you know, they're just short little 5 to 10 minute clips so far of us talking about stuff in our collection or other Vegas related things, or essentially just trying to kill time. And yeah, they seem to be going well.
We haven't really gone off on a tangent yet. I'm kind of surprised.
Not too much. I have a couple other ideas in store too. They're going to take a little bit of work, so I have to figure out the best way to make them happen. But yeah, so it's fun. I've been enjoying it a great deal.
I have too.
So there you go. Check that out. And it's at patreon.com/500 if you're interested, or if you haven't been there in a while and you can see what's going on and join the fun. All right. So as will be the case for a while, there's probably not going to be a ton of news. That's not, at least that's not tied to this COVID-19 thing, but that's okay. We're going to push through. And even if we end up doing some short podcasts, that's fine. We're going to continue to do what we can. So this week it is pretty COVID centric. Oh boy. I'm having a hard time today. Okay. So, the big news of course this week is that the reopening date for most things in Las Vegas has been pushed back. The date previously set by the governor was April 16th. It is now April 30th. That may change again. As with all things these days, it's changing often and quickly. And from week to week, you just never know. So who knows what we're going to be talking about next week. But as of right now, April 30th is the date when this is supposed to ease up and businesses will be able to resume some sort of normalcy.
However, it could be pushed back again.
I think it probably will be, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Who knows? It depends, you know? Depends what the evolution of this thing is. And it's interesting how quickly, and we talked about it a couple weeks ago, how quickly things changed from like when we canceled our trip to a week later when it was like, everybody's got to cancel their trip, you know?
Because just, nothing's going on.
Things unfolded very quickly. And even in terms of like kind of the way people are dealing with things. And I've gone from like a week ago being like, oh, those photos and videos of the desolate Las Vegas Strip mm-hmm. landscape are fascinating to, oh God, please don't post another fucking photo of an empty parking lot in front of Luxor. They're no longer interesting to me because, mm-hmm. okay, it's
you've seen it all.
It's been seen, and they're essentially the same every time. Like, mm-hmm. There's nothing new now because everything has been photographed without people. So
life after people.
It seems like it's slowed down in the last few days now. For a while, it was every day. There was a new, either a network news coverage or mm-hmm. somebody that just had really good photos, a different yeah. gallery. And now, the last couple of days, I haven't been seeing as much. So mm-hmm. maybe we're over that craze, but...
Yeah. There was a Life After People episode on that we decided not to watch because it was a little too close to home.
Yeah, that thing is old, too, and they changed the name. It's on, as happens a lot with these shows on cable networks, it was originally called Life After People, and then I don't remember who aired it, Discovery or TLC or somebody, mm-hmm. and that series went away, and now...
Something that used to have educational programming that switched to something more right. lucrative, probably.
But now it's shown up on Vice, and it's the same shows with a slightly different name. I can't remember what it is. Is it like After the Apocalypse
yes,
or something?
Something with apocalypse in it.
But
it's the same show.
Yeah, the little teaser screen on TiVo even says Life After People on it. So mm-hmm. Even though the title of the show has changed. So it's out there. I don't know if it aired this weekend. It's sometime soon. So if you're interested in seeing it, it's an interesting show. I'm sure it's probably on YouTube or somewhere online too. But it's Vegas and Atlantic City. And they show like 5 days after people, and you know, there's like not much has changed except for things are desolate. But then, like a month later, there's like fucking vines growing on the casinos mm-hmm. and rats.
Wasn't there something about cats invading the boardwalk? Because there have yeah. been a few pictures of cats on the Atlantic City boardwalk.
Yep. See, it's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, everybody's really anxious right now to mm-hmm. know when.
Or everyone's just really anxious right now.
Well, anxious too, but you know, when you're focusing on the Vegas tourism aspect, there still is so much speculation based on nothing, mm-hmm. which I get it. Everybody was like,
yeah.
But in the past week, I've seen every single month for the rest of the year listed mm-hmm. as someone's theory on when we're going to see things get back to normal. And then
Nobody knows. A
few in 2021. I know. It's like, I don't have a theory because I don't.
And
what's
even
the
if
point?
Things get back to normal, there could be another wave of this shit.
There could be another wave. And it's not like, let's say April 30th shit starts to open. It's mm-hmm. not like, hey, everything's back to normal. It's going to be a long
yeah.
process to get back there. And I know I'm repeating some of the stuff we've said before, but I don't know. There have been a lot of interesting theories based on no knowledge of how the world actually works
uh-huh.
that I've been interested to see, I guess. Interested is the good word. Oh, that's yes. interesting. That's the Minnesota way of saying you're full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, April 30th is the date. We don't really know. Mm-hmm. We're going with that for now because that's what we know. I'm trying not to even worry about it. I have been having Vegas dreams.
Yeah.
Some weird ones. I had some video poker dreams.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about that.
Yeah, we had a giant walk-in closet in our room, and it had video poker machines, and we weren't sure if we were getting Players Club points for playing them. What the fuck?
I want to play these. I want to gamble. It's convenient. But what if I don't get my points?
I know. These are the things that are going on in my brain, and I don't even know it half the time. Yeah. So anyway, if you're looking...
You're saying I can get a walk-in closet if we put video poker machines in there?
I don't think that's what I said.
Okay.
Interesting that that's what you heard, though. Interesting.
I'm full of shit.
Yep. So, obviously, there are some room deals. There will be some room deals.
There are flight deals.
The flight deals are crazy because nobody's flying, so mm-hmm. you can get a round trip flight for $100 from here, which doesn't happen. But again, like that's for now. You can't yeah. go. I don't know how far out those go, but yeah.
But do you want to be traveling?
Yeah. My advice, and I think I said this a couple weeks ago, is if you're going to take advantage of a deal, you know, for when things are projected to be open, just make sure you know what the cancellation terms are. You know, if there's no harm in canceling, if you get your money back or your mm-hmm. credit or whatever is okay with you, then go nuts. But I'd hate for somebody to think they're getting this great deal and then later on not be able to go. And so just know what you're getting into. All right. So as a result of all this, there are a bunch of things. In addition to those that are already canceled or postponed because they're supposed to be happening now, there are a bunch of other things that have been canceled recently or postponed, and I thought we would go through a few of those. Punk rock bowling, that is a big thing that happens every May in downtown. Big festival.
And it's
very fun. Yeah, it's a fun crowd and some great music.
People watching.
And that has been canceled for this year entirely, so they're looking at coming back in 2021. One of the other big music festivals, of course, is Electric Daisy Carnival. That one is a monster, the big electronic music festival, and that has been postponed from May until October. That brings a lot of people into town, so we'll see how that's affected long term. But as of right now, they're going to try to hold it in October. Another thing that is being delayed as a result of all this is the merger between El Dorado and Caesars Entertainment, which will result in a whole bunch of other things eventually. I don't know what it'll mean now for their desire to sell off some properties, but that is now delayed until at least June. And I think the main reason for that is going through the remainder of the regulatory stuff. You know, a lot of these
committees and things.
Yeah, the regulatory bodies, not necessarily in Vegas, but around the country, across the country, and maybe even elsewhere, that have to look at this because it involves so many different locations. Some of them may not be convening and meeting. So anyway, things have slowed down a little bit. They're looking at June, but they do apparently want to get it wrapped up as quickly as possible. Construction-wise, this week, the MSG Sphere, that massive orb of an arena that's being built behind Venetian and Palazzo, that has gone on hold, and now they're saying that's going to be delayed. The opening is going to be delayed until at least 2022. So, bummer. Looking forward to seeing that thing.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
Yeah.
In a good way, not in the Minnesota way.
I know. Like,
fascinating, I should say.
T-Mobile Arena has been canceling events. Of course, a lot of their events are either hockey or tours. Most of those tours have been canceled for the next couple months. So their next scheduled event isn't until June 20th right now.
And that is?
Bon Jovi.
And how do you feel about Bon Jovi these days? Yeah?
Yeah. I have fond memories of Bon Jovi back when I was younger. And
now you're no longer interested.
I've seen it. I've been there. Good enough.
But you're not actively mad at them like you were for a while.
No, I'm not. I've gotten over my anger with John Bon Jovi.
Okay.
We're not fighting anymore.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made up.
Well.
Sort of.
He never knew we were in a fight anyway, so what does it matter? And then MGM Resorts has canceled all of its shows through May 10th at this point. We'll see. Again, if the date extends beyond April 30th, that will then have a ripple effect on all the shows. But as of right now, May 10th. All right. So with that... That's stuff that has been canceled. I mean, there's all this other stuff that has already been canceled, and we didn't cover necessarily each of those items because it was everything. But there's this massive list of things that are in progress or are supposed to be opening in the coming months, things that have been announced, things that were on the verge of opening. And for partly for my own sake, to keep track of this stuff, but also to fill some time on this podcast. I started, and I don't even think I intended to do that today, but I started just making notes of things that we had talked about or that came into my mind that I'm like, oh, I wonder what this means for this. And eventually I just started going through old show notes and I made a list. It's not by any means like a list of absolutely everything, but it's a pretty big list of things that whoa, what's going on there, buddy? Was that just a sneeze or what was that?
It was like a cough and a burp.
Weird dog. Anyway.
But nothing left his throat. Yeah.
Good.
So that's
okay.
Good.
We're good. So anyway, it's a pretty good list of things.
He's going to bark though.
That maybe, are the dogs on back?
I don't think so, but he's just got that look like he's about to be very alert.
Great.
Okay, go on.
All right. Anyway, so here's a bunch. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff that may end up being delayed, will likely be delayed.
Is there a name for this segment? And did you say it?
Well, I just... When I've made this, I just called it the when list.
The when list.
Wow.
We don't know when things are going to start. Please don't record that and use it as a theme.
Well, I might have, but I said wow in the middle of it, and that might have screwed it up.
Oh, so. Darn.
We'll see. No promises. If I can cut myself out, that you might hear that again.
Damn it. Why do I sing?
Because you're a giving person who wants to contribute to the overall production value of this podcast. And thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right, so I kind of categorize these by area, and starting with a couple major projects off strip, near strip, I guess we'll say, and what their status is, or what, it's not even what their status is, it's, eh?
It's the shruggy emoji.
Yeah, eh? All right, so some things that are in progress near strip that we'll see. When they open, Allegiant Stadium, that is still under construction. Mm-hmm. They have not halted. Their first event is scheduled for August 22nd, and that is a Garth Brooks concert. So we'll see. That's what this segment is. Yeah. So here's this, and we'll see. All right, Area 15, this is one I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll go there more than once, but I mm-hmm. really want to see it at least once. So this is that big entertainment complex that's just off of I-15, not far from the Strip, and it was supposed to open in May. I suspect, I'm pretty, anything that's supposed to happen in May, I'm like, nah, we'll see. Mm-hmm. They may still be doing work to get it up and running, but we shall see. And do they really want to open when it's not an optimal time?
Right.
I don't know.
We could also call this segment, eh, we'll see.
That's another good option. Another big near strip project I'm excited to see is the conversion of Hard Rock Hotel into Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. That is supposed to open in the fall. We shall see. All right, downtown. The big one, of course, is Circa Las Vegas. Construction is still going strong on that. I know because I've been looking at that
camera every day.
You know what? I have been at least, well, almost every day. I feel like I haven't been looking at it as often as I used to, which makes no sense. There's still a lot going on the lower levels that we can see. Anyway, we'll see. It's supposed to open in December. Downtown Grand, they have that expansion of a new hotel tower that's supposed to open in September 2020. Over at Golden Nugget, there are a couple restaurant projects. There is a new steakhouse called Saltgrass that was supposed to open this spring.
What is this replacing?
You know, they moved a bunch of stuff around. I think this might be in the Grotto space. They moved the Grotto. They moved a bunch of their a few of their existing restaurants.
So they're going to have Vic and Anthony's.
Yeah.
And this. Yeah. And does Chart House do steaks too?
I don't know. I think that might be seafood. More seafood. But
okay.
I don't know. So yeah, that's supposed to open in the spring still. And then there's a food court that apparently is supposed to go in at some point.
And I'm sure I said the same thing when we talked about this earlier. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I thought it was weird too that they were putting another steakhouse in. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Vic and Anthony's is awesome. I don't know why. I know it's a Landry's thing and they're trying to do all this Landry shit, but Vic and Anthony's, is
really good. Don't mess with it.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess maybe a different price point. Maybe Saltgrass is a cheaper place. Maybe it's more of an Outback. I don't know. Huh. It is a chain, so I don't know how many of them there are, but anyway, there's also supposed to be a food court going in at some point. There was no official announcement on that, so I don't know that that's happening for sure. But there was paperwork filed and all that stuff, so no date had been announced for that. And then Fremont East, there were a couple of bars that were probably getting pretty close to opening because they've been doing renovations for a while. Cheap Shot and We All Scream, that's the old beauty bar and Don't Tell Mama spaces. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how long it takes for them to get those off the ground as well. Then moving on to the Strip, starting on the north end, there's a bunch of work that's been going on at Sahara, and they have a handful of restaurants that are in progress. One is Chickies and Pete's, which is a sports bar that's replacing Umami Burger. That's supposed to open in the fall. There's a noodle place that doesn't have a name yet that was recently announced. That's slated for the fall. And then there's supposed to be some sort of food hall opening there in the fall as well. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the Jose Andres place we talked about a few weeks ago. That's supposed to be a small plates and cocktail bar kind of thing. That's not supposed to open until early 2021, so that one may be okay as far as the schedule goes.
Yeah.
Circus, of course, recently changed hands, and there are renovations planned for that range from, I think a new pool area or an upgraded. Weren't they going to do like a water park kind of thing where the RV park is? They had a bunch of stuff in store, but whether
I
or not
don't remember because it doesn't apply to me.
Well, they hadn't announced a lot of specifics as far as when these things were going to happen. Slots of Fun, I think, was going to be the first thing to be renovated. So maybe they're working on that now. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
They could just go through there with a roach bomb and a, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we don't know what's happening with those as far as the timeline anyway. Resorts World, scheduled to open summer of 2021. That has changed opening dates so many times. Mm-hmm. I won't be surprised if it happens again because of these circumstances, but as of now, it's still under construction. Over at Encore, there's a Mexican restaurant that was supposed to open on March 25th. Obviously, that has been delayed. It's called Elio. They have a supper club scheduled to open in May that's called Delilah. It's kind of their version of Mayfair or Rose Rabbit Lie, so that may be delayed. And then they just recently announced a Thomas Keller restaurant called Tack Room going in the old country club space, and that is slated for fall 2020. The project list for the Center Strip, and of course these north, center, and south are somewhat arbitrary lines, but anyway, the general Center Strip area, there are a couple things at the Palazzo and Venetian Complex.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all Grand Canal venues. The karaoke lounge that we discussed a while ago called, Camu? Let's go with Camu. That was really close to opening, so we don't know what's going to happen with that.
Mm-hmm.
X-Pot, which is a Chinese restaurant. That's the one with robot servers and projection walls and some cool shit. That one, again, I don't know what the official opening date was, but it was getting close based on their social media stuff. And then there's a bubble tea, I don't even know if it's a restaurant or just like a counter or something, but it's called The Alley, and mm-hmm. that has been, well, presumably delayed as well because that was getting close to opening. At The Link, this is almost a forgotten project.
Yeah, I forgot this existed until I read it.
Well, it got a shit ton of publicity, and then it disappeared, and there's mm-hmm. been theories on it and stuff. But there's still a page on the Link website that says, coming in 2020, and that is Kind Heaven, which was going to be that big Asian-themed immersive mm-hmm. entertainment venue with bands that Perry Farrell from Jane's Addiction was running it, and I don't know.
I'm very skeptical about that coming to fruition.
There was all this publicity when they first announced it, and then nothing. Mm-hmm. It just like...
radio silence.
Disappeared from it. So if it wasn't already not happening, I don't know.
Yeah.
Over at Flamingo, the steakhouse Bugsy and Myers, as well as the accompanying speakeasy, those were supposed to open on May 1st. We've been watching that...
that Vegas chef throwdown, whatever
the fuck that's called. Yeah. I don't even like it, but now I feel like I have to. It's only a couple more episodes. Mm-hmm.
I know. I feel like I have to see it through.
I don't like the host. I don't really have an attachment to any of the chefs.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be the guy who looks like Flanders who's going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like him. I like him least of all. He's just a brown noser. And I'm not going to go there anyway. It's fucking Flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the restaurants there suck. Anyway.
Yeah.
Also at Flamingo, there are a couple shows. Oh, there's the food hall, too. They didn't announce an opening date for that, but that has been in progress. There's a couple shows as well that are up in the air. The Whitney Houston hologram show that was supposed to open on April 14th. That's obviously delayed. Derek Hough No Limit is scheduled to begin in June. Again, we don't know if they're able to deal with all the production stuff and mm-hmm. not rehearsals because you don't want to bring a bunch of dancers together.
Right.
So even something as far out as June very well may be delayed. Over at Bally's, there's a remodel going on of the Indigo Lounge. There was no, I don't know what the opening date on that is either. They never really announced much. They just put up some construction photos and mm-hmm. stuff. And it was well underway when shit shut down. So it may be close to being ready once they reopen. Hopefully they can finish it while they're closed. They're also planning on transitioning the back room entertainment venue where, what was that show? Misbehave,
yes.
Yes, that is going to be changing to some sort of a new nightlife concept that they haven't announced yet. Don't know what that's going to be or when that's going to happen. And then this one is, this technically was in progress. Mm-hmm. Extravaganza, the Vegas Spectacular, opened in the Jubilee Theater on March 14th. They got one show off before everything shut down.
Oh.
I feel so bad for the cast.
Yeah.
Like, opening night and closing night. I mean, hopefully they'll come back for their sake.
Mm-hmm.
But that's got to be kind of a bummer to put all that work in and get to do one show.
Yeah.
Next door at Paris, they're going to transition the cafe that currently, it's been there for quite a while, Le Café, fucking, I don't know, French shit, to Café Americana.
Is that the official name?
Yep, that is. And then at Planet Hollywood, there was a new show. They've got a bunch of entertainment stuff that's up in the air. The Happy Hour, the show from Illuminate in the Sin City Theater. That's the one where they're wearing like tubing that glows in the dark. That was supposed to open at the end of March. Don't know when that's going
to
open now.
You just wanted to say tubing.
Tubing. And then residencies from Kelly Clarkson. That was supposed to start in April. And the Scorpions residency is supposed to start in July. Those are delayed. Or I don't know about Scorpions.
Scorpions.
That was up there.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson obviously delayed.
Yes.
Over at Aria, there's a dim sum restaurant called Din Tai Fung, scheduled for summer of 2020. And then moving down to the South Strip, a short list, Target was nearing completion. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mini Target. It's going to compete with Walgreens and CVS and all that stuff. So it's just another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But that was supposed to open real soon. I know they had already been doing all their hiring. And then at Luxor, the Terry Bradshaw show. You disappointed that that's not going to open? Well, it didn't open on time. It was supposed to start in March.
Yep.
Yeah. And finally, the Buffalo Wild Wings Sports Bar at Mandalay Bay. That's scheduled for mid-2020. So again, these aren't necessarily all delayed, but they're all unknown at this point as far
who
as
knows
when they're going to open. And any of the announced opening dates are pretty much up in the air. So there you go. That's our in-progress list, or as I called it, the when list, which I think we have to stick with now that we have a theme song.
No. You could call it, we'll see.
But you did. Are you going to do a new song for that?
Sure.
Right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we call it. We do have a couple phone calls from our listeners this week, and I'm thrilled about that. And if you'd like to call, we would love to hear from you. If you have some trip reports that you've been meaning to call in, now's a good time to do it, damn it, because we need content. All right, let's start off with this one.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Mark from Seattle giving you a call. A little trip report here for the week of March 9th, the week everything fell apart. So I thought I'd go through this and give you a little report. We stayed at the Plaza Hotel. This is a trip for college buddies. We try to go down every year for the Pac-12 tournament. And so we like the Plaza. It's not fancy, but the location's great because we like to gamble at the Golden Gate. This time we got a two-bedroom suite, which was actually 1,000 square feet. It's not fancy. It's very basic, but it's obviously a big room. And the nice thing about it, too, is that, you know, you've got 2.5 bathrooms and 4 beds for 4 guys. So, you know, 2.5 shitters is pretty optimal for the situation. So worked out well. As far as activities go, we almost always go see Carrot Top. I mean, he's always putting on an outstanding show. People ask sometimes, it's like, why do you see the same show over and over again? My response is that he changes things up constantly. He has his core act, but the show's always changing, so it's really worthwhile. We also almost always go do the Las Vegas Mini Grand Prix, but the weather kind of sucked almost the entire time we were there. So, you know, it's an outdoor track, and so they weren't running it. We're all in our early 50s, but basically when we go to Vegas, we turn into 12-year-olds. So the racetrack is fun. And, you know, I really recommend it. Check out their website, and they have coupons all the time. So that's really good. So we were looking for an outdoor activity. So we ended up doing the Cloud 9 putting course in Summerlin, which was just a $5 deal for each person. You go around twice and you do a little putting. And we also did Kiss Mini Golf, which, you know, it's fine. It's nothing special, but, you know, if you're into Kiss or you're just looking for a good indoor activity when the weather goes bad, Kiss Mini Golf works pretty well. I mentioned the Pac-12 tournament. You know, we we got to one game and then they shut everything down, so obviously that didn't work out too great. But we also went to golf out at Eagle Crest in Summerlin. It's a par 3, par 4 executive course. Just a, you know, just a fun, good place to play, especially if you're lousy golfers like we are. It's a really easy deal. So I think I'll call back and give you some of the restaurant stuff that we did. But that's all for now. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Thank you for that report. We do appreciate it. We will be hearing from Mark Moore later in the segment.
Cool.
Appreciate that. Good, yeah. Good stuff and a lot of things that we don't necessarily hit on a lot during during the show. So I, you know what, that the concept of seeing the same performer multiple times,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, we do it with musicians all the time.
Yeah.
If it's somebody who changes their act up, some comics don't. Mm-hmm. They don't, they just, they do essentially the same act for a long period of time, so it doesn't make sense. But somebody like that who's topical and changes shit all the time, yeah, mm-hmm. why not see it? If you like, if it's something you like, why not see it a bunch
yeah.
of times?
And you know you're gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. We'll hear from you shortly. In the meantime, let's check in with this caller.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Anita from the Sacramento area.
Hello.
I was in Vegas, meant to make this call when we got back. It was March 6th through March 9th, probably the last weekend of the before times. And like your caller said today, everything was still okay. We were very careful, took wipes, everything, wiped down everything. I still managed to get sick when we got home. So I'm getting better now. I hope it was COVID-19, so I hope I have a little bit of immunity. But I was very sick, could not get tested, like most people, but I lived through it, and now I'm ready to go back to Vegas or Tahoe, where we gambled to. That could be a while. Anyway, we stayed, as always, at the Bally's. We got a beautiful junior suite and just had a wonderful time. On your suggestion, we went to Mayfair Supper Club at Bellagio, and we went to the Sunday night dinner show, which was fabulous. I now want to go back when we can finally get back there and see their regular, more upscale, it's not really upscale, more evolved regular show, because it was very low key, but oh my God, it was a married couple singing. They were absolutely fabulous. We also had breakfast on the Link Promenade at, it's called Off the Strip, I believe. What a wonderful place. I wish we stayed a little bit closer to that. I would have more meals there. It was a little bit too cold to sit outside, but the people, and there were some, everybody in Vegas is nice, but they were some of the nicest people that we had met. We had an incredible gamble weekend, probably the best we've ever had. Between my husband and I, we hit 3 hand pays. And his was on Wheel of Fortune, which is a shock, a quarter Wheel of Fortune. Mine was on 88 Fortunes, the little Chinese bowls game, which I'm obsessed with. But I also love video poker. I hit $1,000, which means it wasn't a hand pay, yay, at the Link on Hyper Bonus Poker, which I could be very, very addicted to. So all in, it was a fabulous time. Like I said, got sick about 5 days after I got back. But all is well now, and I'm looking forward to going back. We were invited to Millionaire Maker by Caesars at Planet Hollywood in May. Not certain that that will happen. I probably won't make flights for a couple of weeks. It sounded like a blast, but hope everybody gets back there as soon as they can. And for us, we got to go back to Tahoe. I'm worried about the workers. There's a lot of married couples that are employed, probably in Vegas and Tahoe, and we're worried about all of them, and we want to support them as soon as we can. Thank you for your show. I will continue to listen, and you're a bright spot in this.
And then she got cut off. Oh. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But
I'm
thank
so
you.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, me too. I'm really glad, and I've had that same thought. Like, part of me wishes, like, could if everybody's going to eventually get it. Can we just get it over with?
Yeah, I mean, but you don't know what
version you're
going to get.
That's the thing. You don't know if you're going to get hit badly or if you're going to get over it quickly or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm just assuming I'm going to get the worst part of it.
Well, if that's what you think in your mind, that's
I don't
what you're going
want
to.
To.
No, don't think that way.
Yeah.
Think it'll be easy. Thanks for that report. Appreciate it. Glad you liked Mayfair. I'm always happy to hear when somebody goes to something because they heard about it on this show that they had a good experience. So that's awesome.
And
that married couple that performs there.
They're so great.
So good. And we talked to her, I think we mentioned during our review, she sat down at our table briefly because I complimented her as she was walking by. And mm-hmm. she sat down, just a lovely person.
Yeah, so nice.
So I'm glad. I hope that place does well and sticks around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, moving along.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. It's Michael from Seattle, a listener from the beginning. Thought I'd call and check in and wish you both well. We're now in our third week of quarantine isolation up here in the northwest corner of the country, so we're going a bit stir crazy. I think I've run out of things to do. There's no Vegas, no sports, and no live PD. What the hell's up with that? With all the time for Abrams and the boys to take a hiatus,
mm-hmm.
this is bad timing, at least from the viewer's perspective. I was hoping they'd keep it running with maybe just a skeleton crew or something. I miss our recaps, Tim. So our old Las Vegas talk group from back in the day would have had our 15th annual Vegas Palooza soiree in May, but it appears that's not likely to happen, so I'm bummed about that. But hey, let's all stay safe and ride this thing out. At least I had Tiger King this last week for entertainment, and holy shit, was that entertaining. Check that show out if you haven't already. Well, just wanted to say thank you to both of you for recording new episodes for all of us out here in boredom land. It was much appreciated. I hope you both stay safe and healthy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Michael and I chat almost
weekly.
Almost weekly and sometimes multiple times a week, usually about live PD.
Yeah.
Yes. We're both entertained by the same aspects of that show. So Tiger King does have, for the six people who haven't seen it yet, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but there is a Vegas subplot, a bit of a Vegas subplot there. Mm-hmm. That's kind of interesting. So that's an incredible series if you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
It lives up to the hype. I'm always hesitant of things like that, but mm-hmm. that are super hyped, but it was worth it.
Look, it's such a train wreck. I mean,
and there's nobody likable at all.
No.
They're all
which
just
is
horrible
weird.
People.
Like, usually if there's a show with people I can't root for, I lose interest pretty quickly. But this was just so...
Really, though? Mad Men?
Yeah.
There's nobody to root for in that.
Yeah, there
well,
were.
Well, no, that's... Well...
What about Peggy? What about Joan?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay. I retract my
Mad Men
comment. What
about
Sally?
Sally Draper.
The little kid?
Yes!
She's like...
She was growing up in a fucked up household.
Yeah, but she was super annoying.
No, she wasn't. You thought Sally was annoying?
Yeah.
Really?
I wasn't a fan of that character.
Really? Wow. Uh-huh. Huh.
Yeah. Well, we learned a lot about each other.
I guess.
We're going to have to hash this out later.
Also, Don Draper, hot.
I agree.
Terrible, terrible character. Like, from a moral perspective, but hot.
And yet you're still attracted to him. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about you? What does that say about me? Okay, we got to move on. Let's go back to Mark.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Mark from Seattle calling back on my trip from the week of March 9th. Was going to call back on the gambling and the restaurants. Made a run to In-N-Out. That's pretty obligatory. Everybody knows what that is. Diablo's Cantina at the Luxor. This is usually our stop before we go see Carrot Top. It actually used to be, I think it was called Tacos and Tequila or something. It was something else.
Yep.
But they moved the name from the old Monte Carlo to the Luxor. I inquired about it because the old Diablo's at Monte Carlo had a pretty bad reputation for not having very good food. But when I asked at the Luxor, they said basically they kept the same menu and the same employees from the Luxor location. They just changed the name. And, you know, it's pretty good quality Mexican food. I don't know that I'd go out of my way for it, but if you're there in the Luxor and you're looking for Mexican, it's solid. Beer house.
That is exactly how I would review. We went to Tacos and Tequila a couple times,
mm-hmm.
and same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, it wasn't worth going out of the way, but it was a decent meal.
Yeah.
And if you're there and you're hungry for something, not a bad place to stop in.
I've been craving nachos lately, by the way.
Okay, we'll have to
figure something out.
We'll make that happen one of these days.
They're down the next to T-Mobile. We stopped there and had a bratwurst and a beer before we went to see the basketball game. And it's a great patio out there on the mall area there. So it's really a nice place to watch, you know, watch the people go by. And the food's decent and the beer's good. And the beer selection is huge.
I interrupted him there. He was talking about Beer House.
Mm-hmm. One of the guys went over to Bruxy, and so he got a ton of chicken strips. And so we all sampled that. Boy, that's really good chicken. So if you're looking for good chicken, you're down there on the south end of the strip, that's solid. Ate at the Hard Rock after the game. You know, there's nothing really special about the Hard Rock's food, but I've got to admit their patio up overlooking the strip has probably got one of the best strip views of any restaurant I've ever been in Vegas. So pretty amazing. And then lastly, but most importantly, Andiamo's. Andiamo's is almost always a fantastic call for steak. And I got to say that I think the service in that place is probably what puts it over the top. Because, I mean, there's 2, 3, 4 dozen great steakhouses in Vegas. But Andiamo's is you know, the service and the environment is excellent. As far as gambling goes, you know, I play craps at the Golden Gate, and I play video poker at the Prohibition Bar. Prohibition Bar makes great drinks, and it's a great place to hang out. So, anyway, thanks for your time. Hope you guys are doing well, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for your reports. Much appreciated. Yes.
Remember the first time we visited that line of restaurants and things along the way to T-Mobile, and we're like, oh my God, this is so boring, and
yes.
Didn't realize that, wait, it's here for events.
Yes, and that remains accurate. It's great when the events are going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a good space because there's plenty of space for everybody and stuff. But yeah, what a dead zone when there's nothing going on. Yep. So there you go. But yeah, when it first opened, well, part of it is they hyped it so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
It was supposed to be their answer to the Link Promenade, right?
Yeah. And also they like made this big deal about hauling in the stone from God knows where. And all this typical Jim Murren bullshit. That makes it underwhelming when it opens, kind of like with the Pocket Park. Same thing. It's like, okay, it's concrete. It's not really a park. There's nothing there. But yeah, it's a good space. It's a good pre and post event location. All right. Let's do one of these.
Do you remember?
I don't remember fucking anything, man.
We are not going back very far this week, but I thought that this one was a good one because it really puts things in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to July 2019, just a few months ago, 8 months ago, roughly. Show number 701.
You mean 5 years ago?
Huh?
It feels like 5 years ago.
It does feel like 5 years ago. I'd kind of forgotten about this already, even though it was only 8 months ago.
Yeah, I had too.
But this really put things in perspective. This was a big deal at the time. Like, some people worried. I don't know that people canceled their trips, but there were people who were worried about how it would affect their trip.
Mm-hmm.
There was a grasshopper infestation in Las Vegas. I'm sure most people remember it now because we talked about it and it was a thing. But, like, since then, I pretty much had forgotten about it.
Yep.
And at the time, it seemed like a huge pain in the ass. And now, not that big of a deal. I'd be okay with a locust storm while in Las Vegas, as opposed to what we have right
as
now.
As opposed to the plague.
Yeah, exactly. If we're going to choose
curses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go with the locusts again. So there you go. That happened recently. Not that big of a deal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking COVID. I hate you. All right. We have a couple people to thank for karma donations this week. Eric, with a PayPal donation, said, terrific podcast. Hope to see you in Vegas someday.
Thank you. We hope so, too.
Likewise. And Andy said, thanks. Love the show and the fan club on Facebook. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support. It means a lot to us. And we had one other one, too, that wanted to remain anonymous, so I thank him as well.
Oh, thank you.
All right. I think that's it for this week. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website. If you have Dear Tim and Michelle questions, send those our way soon because I suspect we'll be getting to those in the next week or two.
Mm-hmm.
500@gmail.com. If you want to find us on Twitter, you can. I'm 500. She's Anita Martini. And that voicemail line, again, available to you anytime, day or night. Love to hear from you if you have a review or observations or crackpot theory about something, 702-866-9494. We did not have any crackpot theories today. I don't want the callers to think that was what I was talking about. But I know from Facebook that some people have them. So, although they don't know that they're crackpot theories. Never mind. If you have a theory that you think is whatever, just call 702-866-9494. We'd love to hear from you with your reviews and whatnot. That's it for this week. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We hope you stay healthy, and we'll be back sometime with another show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.